Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode, I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called Failing Forward: What I Learned from a Hustle That Didn't Work. Now let's dive in. Most entrepreneurs think failure means you're not cut out for business. But I lost $10,000 on a side hustle that taught me the exact framework I needed to build a six-figure company. Here's why that failure was worth every penny. The entrepreneurial world is obsessed with validation, but we're doing it all wrong. 72% of startups fail because they build first and validate never. We ask friends what they think about our ideas, and when they say, "I'd totally buy that," we mistake encouragement for market research. There's a universe of difference between people saying they'll buy and people actually buying. The question that changes everything is simple: will you pay for this right now? Not next month, not when it's perfect, right now. Here's what research tells us about successful entrepreneurs. They pivot an average of 2.7 times before finding their winning formula. The key is knowing when to double down versus when to cut losses. I call it the 90-day rule. Give any new venture 3 months of consistent effort, then honestly assess whether you're hitting a rough patch or facing a dead end. Rough patches have solutions, dead ends just have excuses. Let me tell you about my food truck disaster. After friends raved about my gourmet grilled cheese recipes at dinner parties, I was convinced I had the next big thing. I spent $10,000 on equipment, permits, and inventory without testing one real customer. 3 months later, I stood watching empty lines while the basic burger truck next to me served dozens. My target market wanted speed over gourmet, but I learned this after investing everything. The brutal truth hit me. I was solving a problem that didn't exist. But that failure taught me the customer-first validation process I use in every venture now. I started treating failures as data points, not verdicts. After every setback, I ask three questions. What did I assume that wasn't true? What signal did I ignore? What would I do differently with the same information? This builds what I call failure immunity, the ability to experiment without attachment to outcomes. Before your next business idea, run the 10 customer test. Find 10 people willing to prepay or pre-order your product or service. If you can't get 10 real commitments with money attached, you don't have a viable business yet. This single test would have saved me $10,000 and 6 months of heartache. Remember this: every successful entrepreneur has a graveyard of failed projects behind them. The difference is they learn to fail forward faster than their competition. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.